They're all in line. And they're off.
Spendthrift Farm presents Calling All Three-Year-Olds with Bobby Newman.
Four major stakes for the three-year-olds last weekend. Let's start at Fairgrounds with two divisions of the Risen Star, each worth 85 Derby points, including 50 to the winners. In the first division, Mr. Monomoy took the lead immediately, set a slow pace, and had plenty left to pull away in the stretch over Enforceable and Silver State. Final time for the mile and an eighth was 1:50.02. About 35 minutes later, the Belmont-trained Modernist attended the pace throughout, shook clear at the top of the stretch, and held on to win by a length over the oncoming Major Fed. Final time for Division 2 was 1:51.01. Neither of the final times was eye-popping, but Flight 1 seemed like the stronger of the two heats. Expect to see many of these back for the Louisiana Derby on March 21st, although both Mr. Monomoy and Modernist should have enough points already to get into the Kentucky Derby field. Golden Gate featured the El Camino Real Derby last Saturday with 10 Derby points going to the winner. Azul Coast shipped up from his home base at Santa Anita and grinded out the hard-fought win as the 6-5 choice. Bob Baffert has several talented three-year-olds in his barn once again this year, and he'll be struggling to keep them apart on their way to Louisville. He mentioned the Sunland Derby on March 22nd as a possibility for Azul Coast's next start, and that race offers 50 Derby points to the winner. Oaklawn Park held the Southwest Stakes Monday, and the Steve Asmussen trainee Silver Prospector got a great trip, saving ground and covered up behind the early speed. He swung into action at the top of the lane and powered by frontrunner Wells Bayou to win the race and earn the 10 valuable Derby points. It was a great effort from both the top two finishers, who were well clear of the others. Final time was solid too, a mile and a 16th and 1:43 flat. The Derby Trail heads overseas this week with the Hyacinth Stakes in Japan tomorrow and the Patton Stakes in Ireland next Friday. I'll be back with this week's top five list right after this word from Spendthrift.
Lord Nelson, one of only three sprinters last decade to win three grade ones in a single year, along with champions Run Happy and Mitoli. His three consecutive grade one victories included a stakes record performance in 1:07 3/5 in Del Mar's historic Bing Crosby Stakes.
Lord Nelson, a dominating performance, easy in the Bing Crosby.
An unrivaled blend of elite speed and pedigree. Lord Nelson, Pulpit's last great son. Look for his first yearling selling this summer. Spendthrift, the Breeder's Farm.
This week's top five list of Derby contenders looks like this. Number 1,000 words, undefeated for trainer Bob Baffert, TBA regarding his next start. Number 2, Dennis's Moment. We should see him next Saturday in the Fountain of Youth. Number 3, Authentic, impressive winner of the Sham Stakes, either the San Felipe or the Rebel for his next start. Numbers 4 and 5, the 2-1 finishers in the Sam F. Davis, Independence Hall, and Sole Volante. That's your Calling All 3-Year-Olds segment presented by Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm.